Welcome to Fantasy Sacks, the fantasy football podcast. This is our inaugural podcast, and you're probably wondering why am I talking about fantasy football right now, right? You're probably saying, you know what? The season's over. Why do I care? I want to watch basketball and college basketball. And baseball. No, you don't. You want to focus on football, and that's why you're listening. A little bit about the Fantasy Sacks, Fantasy Football Podcast. That's a mouthful. Want to give you an idea of what this show is going to be about, and it will be going on before the season starts. What I want to do primarily is go through each and every team in the league. And tell you exactly who you should be looking at. What guys should you pick up? What guys should be looking at? Guys you should avoid. And as we go throughout the off season, we're going to find out a little bit about trades and free agency and who's going where. You know, if you followed the season this year, you know, there was a big question about Clinton Portis going to Washington. And, you know, a lot of people may have picked him up in the first, second, or third picks of the first round of the draft, and he didn't turn out that well. There's also, you know, guys like Amon Green, who, you know, I picked him up in the third spot this year, and he really was a bust. So there are some considerations, and there's some things that we should talk about, and that's what this is going to be about. Some things that this will not be about is we're not going to tell you how to set up a league, where to play, how to score, how to do, you know, your points. You know, we might get into a little bit about who you should keep and some keeper leagues and that sort of thing. But primarily, it's going to be a week-to-week, and it may only be about 15 minutes, but we're going to say, hey, pick this guy up, get rid of this guy, you know, bench this guy, play this guy, and just give general information about the league. And the goal is to help you win your league. We hope that if you're listening to this, we will be able to give you the information that's going to allow you to succeed in your league. A little background about me is that I've been doing fantasy football for the first year was 1992 was the first year that we played. And it was actually it was a league out in Buffalo, New York, and it was a phone call league. There was a guy out there that ran it, and at the time it wasn't as popular as it is now. And you would basically call this guy out in Buffalo and say, hey, these are my picks, and you would send him money and so on and so forth. And you do that weekly, and if you missed your picks, he would just play your guys from the week before. And, you know, God, back in those days, I think my quarterback was Dan Marino. And it eventually evolved to where I took over his league back in 95, 96. I took over his league. I created a website, and we had players from out in Philadelphia, a couple in Buffalo, a guy out in Boston. And I started running my league then. And, you know, God, it was a lot of hard work. There really wasn't the internet solution that we have today, so I had to pick up a USA Today every Monday, tabulate the scores. There was always like, you know, some guy would get a newspaper and say, oh, you know, this my newspaper said this guy scored, you know, had 110 yards rushing as opposed to 120, you know, that sort of thing. So there was a big problem with that. And now most people are playing online. I think one of the most popular ones is ESPN or Yahoo. And there's a lot of different ones out there. I played in a bunch from one place was Dogpile or something like that. So I played in a lot of the online ones. And right now, my league, which I run now, and we have the same group of guys that's been doing this for about 6 or 7 years now. We all play on Yahoo, and it is a paid league. And we have a, you know, end-of-the-year, mid-year parties and that sort of thing. And the past 5 years, I've won or I've come in second or third, and I don't believe I've actually finished anything less than fourth, I think. And, you know, this is what I do during the football season. So I thought it would be a good thing out there. It seems to be a lot of a lot of interest in it. I know my good friend George Masters had some questions about, you know, should I keep him on green this year, and should I get rid of him, and, you know, that sort of thing. And I hope to answer all these questions. I'll tell you right now that I don't play football. I never played football. I've always been a fan, and I like the stat aspect of the whole thing, and I think that's really where the love of fantasy football comes into play. And plus, it's a lot easier than fantasy, you know, baseball or NBA or fantasy bowling. Yes, folks, there is fantasy bowling. I kid you not. So, and we try to make some humorous stuff. You know, if guys really stink this week, we'll make fun of them and that sort of thing. Guys are really good. And I hope to shy away from saying obvious things like, you should be really playing Peyton Manning this week. Yeah, yeah. Profound statements like that should be avoided on this show. I want to talk about sleepers. I want to tell you why you should be playing the tight end for Minnesota, you know. Mrs. Higgins is who we call. And why he's going to be an important factor on your team. You know, guys that are a little bit more elusive as far as in press and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, everybody knows Randy Moss. Everybody knows Peyton Manning. Everybody knows, you know, Priest Holmes. Fine. We're going to try to talk about a little bit different stuff. We're going to try to talk about some other angles, some other ideas. You know, which kickers are kicking, and, you know, why should you play, you know, Reed for Atlanta? Because maybe he gets to kick more times indoor than any other kicker in the league, you know, that sort of thing. So we hope to have some in-depth information for you. And one of the things that I want to do, and this is a call out to anybody out there who has interest in fantasy football, is that if you want to be on the show, and we're going to do it through iChat or Skype, if Skype ever grows up, and we are more than happy to take your comments, your questions. The email is fballsacks, FBALLSACS, @gmail.com. And, of course, the weblog that you're looking at is footballsacks.blogspot.com, and we hope to get maybe some people. Hey, if you're an Eagles fan and you've got some insight about why we should be playing Freddie Mitchell, please let us know, because I'm not ever going to tell you to play Freddie Mitchell. So the first part of this whole thing will be, I'm having problems talking for some reason, this damn delay. If you're a podcaster, you know a little bit about delay, and it's sometimes a little bit difficult to talk sometimes. You know, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. I just watched Syracuse put a beating on Villanova. So you kind of know what's going on here. So it's not like I'm drinking like my other show. And the first part of what I want to do is, when I get into it, is I'm going to start probably alphabetical on each team and just talk a generalization about what you should do with that team. That's probably going to go weekly thing or bi-weekly or whenever I feel like it. We've got a long ways to go. I think there's like, what, 200-something days before the season begins. And then I'm going to try to break down each one of those teams and tell you who you should avoid and who you should pick up. And if there's news about trades or anything like that, I'm going to tell you about that. And then what we're going to do is probably somewhere June, July, August, around there, we're going to start getting you ready for your draft. And we'll go through the primary rounds real quickly, but then we're going to get into the deeper. We're going to do a full draft, hopefully. And, you know, what are you going to do in the 10th round? What are you going to do in the 12th round? And what guys should you pick up and that sort of thing? And try to help you along there. You know, when you get into those deeper parts of your draft, you know, it gets pretty slim pickings. And based upon last year's stats and that sort of thing, we're going to go through it, you know, and talk a little bit about rookies and what rookies you should be looking at. You know, there's going to be a Clinton Portis out there in his rookie year, and you're going to want to grab him. There's going to be a Fitzgerald that's going to be out there, and you want to grab him too. And you know, Mark Clayton, that's going to be available, and you need to know about these people, and we're going to let you know. And then during the season, every week, I will try to break down what we got there and see if we can answer some questions. Hopefully we'll get some feedback. If you need help, should I play this guy over this guy? You know, we're going to try to help you out with that. And we'd like to have some, you know, some feedback from people, and if you want to be on the show, I mean, if you know, I mean, I don't know everything. I'm just trying to make a forum for it. If you know about fantasy football and you want to put your two cents in there, come on the show. Let us know. And you know, if you want to send me a weekly feedback or a weekly synopsis through an audio email of some sort, I'll put you on, and we'll make this a real good place to, you know, be your one-stop shopping for fantasy football. So that's it. That's the first show, and this is the Fantasy Sacks, and I hope to hear you all. Again, the weblog is fantasysacks.blogspot.com, and the email is fballsacks@gmail.com, and I hope to hear from you all. Thank you, and good night, or day, or whatever it is.